Today on Castle Country Focus, I have with me Dennis Warwood, who is the USU Extension Agent for Emory County. He's been there just about as long as Emory County has been around, some 35 years. But today we're talking about something that has been around longer than we've been alive, and that is the Southeast Utah Junior Livestock Show. Thank you, Dennis, for being with us on Castle Country Focus.
Well, thanks for having me, Dylan.
79 years is a long time for something to be going on. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, the show started as an FFA event. They were trying to select some steers to go to a big show in San Francisco, California. They needed to select the best animals, and so the instructor was a man named Bob Daly, and he arranged for a judge to come down, and they exhibited the steers on the tennis court of the old South Emory High School, which is now gone. But the show, the tennis court was right where the Farron Library is, and that's how the show got started, and it branched out into other species. We have steers, we have goats, we have sheep, hogs, and rabbits now that are exhibited at the show.
You have rabbits to exhibit?
Yes. Yes, they have a rabbit show. That's on, that'll be on Friday, July 7th at 5. That's something fun that people, you know, with smaller kids or anyone that's interested in rabbits could come over and either exhibit or watch rabbits being exhibited.
I've never heard of this. Are they exhibiting rabbits for their meat content or their fur or what?
I think it probably depends on the type of rabbit, what they're particularly used for. And they have a rabbit judge come in, and they're evaluated against whatever their breed standard is. But it's to be eligible to show the larger animals, goats, sheep, hogs, or steers, the children need to be at least in third grade and through 12th grade. But for the rabbit show, they could actually be younger than that. That's a small animal. So it involves some of the younger kids. So that's a fun thing.
Before we forget, what's the date and when do they need to be registered and all that stuff?
The entry deadline has just passed, but the dates of the show are July 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th. So it's the Wednesday through Saturday right after the 4th of July. That's when this year's show will be held.
Tell us the cycle of events on those days.
On Wednesday, we'll be weighing in animals starting at about noon, and then after probably about 4 o'clock, then we do a judging contest where the exhibitors and the kids are asked to evaluate animals, and their evaluations are compared against official placement by judges, and they can earn awards for that. And then at 6, we give them a written test, which is something I don't know if they look forward to, but they can also earn awards for written tests in their particular species. That's at 6. 7 o'clock, we have a barbecue dinner for the exhibitors and their families, and there are a lot of them that stay right at the showground. There's probably 80 or 90 camp trailers that are there in addition to all of the stock trailers, so a lot of people camp right at the stock showground. On Thursday, we start out at 7:30 in the morning with the hog show, where the hogs are evaluated for their carcass, their characteristics. At 11 o'clock, they judge lambs. At 3, we'll do steers. And then at 4, they do market goats. And something that new this year, on Thursday the 6th, after all of these market animals have been judged, and at 7 o'clock that evening, we have cowboy poetry and cowboy music that will be held there at the fairgrounds in Farron. And the public is invited to attend that, and that's sponsored by the 777 Ranch there in Farron.
We want to pause right here and remind our listeners that we are talking with Dennis Warwood, USU Extension Agent, about the Southeast Utah Junior Livestock Show here on Castle Country Focus. I'm sorry, Dennis, go on Friday.
Okay, on Friday, we start out again at 7:30 in the morning with showmanship, where the kids are hog showmanship. They're judged on how well they present their animals. 9 o'clock, goat showmanship, 10:30 lambs, 11:30 beef showmanship. And then later in the day, they have breeding animal shows for beef and sheep and goats. And then they have the rabbit show at 5 o'clock that afternoon there at the fairgrounds. At 7 o'clock, we have an awards program, which is kind of an ice cream social and recognize the exhibitors. And then after the social, we have a dance, which is always a lot of fun. Now, Saturday is the final day of the show, so that'll be the 8th of July. We at 10:30, we do have an auction, and we will sell hogs, goats, lambs, and steers in that order. And the auction usually goes till 3 or so in the afternoon. It's a chance for kids to sell their market animals and for people who want to buy an animal for the freezer to pick one up. That's kind of, in a nutshell, what's going on at the show.
Why are you doing this? What is the object behind the whole show?
The object of the show really is to teach youth through a livestock project. So kids have to own and care for the animal for 60 to 100 days, depending on the species. Beef, they have to own for 100 days. The goats, sheep, and hogs for at least 60 days. It's really a project where parents and advisors and 4-H leaders and others have been working together, and they learn responsibility caring for the animal. They learn how to evaluate animals. They learn how to budget as they're paying for feed and other supplies, keep track of, in record books, of all of their expenses and income and so on. It's really, it's just a way for kids to learn and for them to work with caring adults on something that takes really quite a bit of effort. And it's something a lot of people really look forward to. We have exhibitors from all over the state, and they really love coming to fair and spending a few days.
When they sell their animals, is there an extra incentive for them to, as opposed to just selling them at the standard auction?
Yes, most of the time they will get more than what the standard market price. And we actually have what we call floor buyers. These are packers or other people who come in and will give us the market price for the animal, so we're guaranteed that. And then if somebody wants to buy the animal outright, they can just pay whatever the price the animal goes for and do whatever they want with it, eat it or take it home for breeding if it's a female or whatever. But some people just like to help the kids, and so they can pay what we call a boost, which is on top of the floor price, and so the exhibitor gets a little bit of extra money, and then the packer will pay the market price, and the boost buyer will pay the money on top of that, and so the exhibitors typically get more than the market value for the animal, which is, they'll recognize their effort.
So if the market price is $1 a pound, somebody may bid $1.25. The kid gets the whole $1.25, but the packer pays the dollar, and so they only have to pay the 25 cents extra.
Yeah, they would have to pay the price that was above the market price, and then the packer will pay the market price to take the animal. It's a way for people to help out kids who don't necessarily want to buy an animal or need one to eat.
Thank you, Dennis. Is there something else that we should be sure and mentioned while we're here?
Just that the public's invited, and we hope that people come over and walk through the barns or watch some of these events. And it's kind of like a big family reunion. I think you could make some new friends, and especially if you have children, see a lot of animals and a lot of people just working together and having a good time.
Thank you, Dennis, for being with us on Castle Country Focus.
Thank you very much, Glenn.